celebrate with Ralph.
Yeah, he was too close to the bench, so he had to get into it. He's too stoic. It's all about his business.
You won games a lot of different ways this season. Where does this one rank just from a competitive level?
I mean, it's up there. We've had some battles. We've had some pretty lopsided victories, but it gets lost in that, and the record is the tough games we've had to claw our way out of, like tonight. So just a hard-fought win. We start a road trip and the length that we have coming up in a tough environment against a team that plays a style that they do. It's a big win for us, so good way to get the road trip started.
You got to sit out lopsided wins the last four or five games. How much do you relish a chance to kind of have this final 6 minutes?
It was good. I mean, I expect that to happen every night, regardless of how it turns out. But you have that mindset that my minutes and how the rotation is, that I got to be ready. So when the fourth quarter comes around and come back in, stay locked in, stay focused, and rely on that that preparation for those moments. And turned out well tonight, so it's a good feeling.
On that last three you hit, what are you guys looking for in that pick and roll that you do with Clay?
Just miscommunication, a breakdown, defensively by them, and just make a read, and they switch, which is probably the best way to guard that play. But I was able to kind of try to act like I was turning the corner and get him off balance, and I was in rhythm once I got it to my spot, and thankfully it went in. It was a tie game, a big shot to kind of get a lead and try to get some stops down the strip.
You have sway over the schedule makers to get a few days in Charlotte.
Well, yeah, when that came out in September, I was pretty happy, so looking forward to getting a good night's rest and going home tomorrow, and it should be a full 3 days of fun going to the Davidson game. And my pops is getting honored during the game we play the play the Hornets, so should be fun for the family, and we got to get a win.
Were you surprised about how tough this game was, considering that how well you guys have been doing so far this season?
Nah, just because we're 18-0 or 19-0 now doesn't mean we can just show up and blow teams out or guarantee a win. We have to actually do something about it, and especially as a team like that, like Draymond was saying, has been together for a couple of years, and now we understand how they're gonna play and how they're gonna win games, and this atmosphere every time you come here, we knew it was gonna be a tough it out game. We had moments where we tried to break it open. But on the road, if you turn the ball over and have some slow stretches of the game, teams get right back in, and that's what happened. We had to find a way to just close it out.
So if you guys thrive on taking teams out of their discipline defensively, how did you feel the Jazz stacked up in that regard compared with some other teams you've seen?
They had a pretty solid game plan of trying to just get the ball out of my hands in certain stretches and make the other guys make plays. But then that feeds right into how we like to play, because I don't mind giving it up. And you got a guy like Ian comes in, finds his opening on the floor, knocks down four threes in a quarter. Draymond is out, able to be a playmaker. We find shots all across the floor just by the weapons that we have. So they did a good job not having too many breakdowns, but we were able to make the right reads in most of the situations, besides the third quarter turnovers. That was really the difference in the game, getting back into it.
How special is it to go home undefeated? You're going to go to the Hornets game, and everyone's wearing a Curry 30 shirt for your dad, and it's going to feel like home, I imagine.
I look forward to that game every year. Yeah. It's the seventh time, so I kind of got a gist of my emotions and what it feels like to go back home and play with all the your family and kind of hoopla around the game. This will probably be a little bit different with just looking up at the Jumbotron or however they're going to honor my dad, and then, like you said, all the Curry 30 shirts and stuff. But It's just a really cool experience, and it will be something to remember. My dad played, 10 long, great years there. It was the last original Hornet, and I know that city and that organization means a lot to him, so it'll be a fun night. And, hopefully we spoil the ending for him.
Steph, you've been here a few times. Is it kind of weird to start winning over some of the fan base to see all those 30s out there?
I kind of talked about that last week. It's everywhere we go, call them Dub Nation, showing up more and more. So it's a good feeling because, you have that kind of support in notoriously hostile environments like here and other places. So you want to feed off of that little buzz we hear and play well. So hopefully we keep it going. It means we're doing something right, and want to keep our head down and keep winning games.